When Governor Parnell signs House Bill 199, approved earlier this month by the Alaska Senate, village public safety officers will be able to legally carry firearms. The Yukon-Kuskokwim region has the largest number of VPSOs in the state. Dacia Eaton reports from Bethel, where they're preparing for the change.
There are more village public safety officers working in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta than anywhere else in Alaska. The Association of Village Council Presidents, the local ANCSA nonprofit that runs the regional program, has 31 VPSO positions. 24 are filled right now. Alvin Jimmy is the VPSO program director in Bethel. He says not all of his officers support getting guns.
Some have stated that I'd rather not be armed. We have VPSOs out there that are working in the community where they were born and raised, and now they're taking this role of a VPSO. Well, if they confront with an aggressive person or somebody that committed a crime, you know, that's how close of a relationship they have with this person. Okay, what's going to happen? It's really a very touchy issue, and that's why I keep saying there's a lot of pros and cons.
Jimmy says some are afraid they could become a target for carrying a gun, and there's also a debate about whether uniforms should indicate that a VPSO is armed. The Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act set up nonprofits that are the employers of the VPSOs. The state of Alaska pays for them through a grant distributed to the nonprofits. They're the first responders in places with little or no other law enforcement, handling everything from domestic disputes and fires to search and rescue. Carol Brown is the tribal advocate for AVCP, the nonprofit for the YK region. She says when the bill was first introduced last year, the nonprofits immediately polled VPSOs around the state, and they did not express such concerns. She says all of them thought it was a great idea.
It was unanimous. They were all in support of a bill that would consider giving them more tools to defend themselves when they go into these situations that are basically unknown in an area that is very remote, and safety is a real serious consideration. So I believe it's a positive move forward, and we're very excited to have further discussions on how we can make this a reality.
Representative Bryce Edgman spearheaded the legislation to arm VPSOs in 2013 after an unarmed VPSO was killed in the village of Manicotic near Dillingham. Brown says they'll likely train around 20 VPSOs per year at a state training facility in Sitka. Since the bill was introduced, she says, nonprofit coordinators have been thinking about what's next.
Things such as what kind of standards would we adopt, what kind of training would be involved, what kind of follow-up information would be needed in order to make sure that that's a standard across the board that protects the safety of the VPSOs and the public, and something that is consistent, because we're very aware of the naysayers and the concerns that the people have about arming VPSOs, and we want to make sure that we're addressing each and every one of those before we launch the first project.
There are lots of questions like, will officers be held to the same standards as Alaska State Troopers or police departments? For example, will they be required to take a psychological evaluation? One concern, Brown says, is whether psych evals would be appropriate for VPSOs in Southwest Alaska.
We're a highly populated Yupik region, and some of these evaluations, while they have stated that they're culturally normed and they have run through a battery of tests that involved someone from different regions of the world, there still is that question as to whether or not that's going to be an accurate test to let us know if that person is fit to carry a firearm. So those discussions need to continue, and it will be a very, very careful discussion that we'll be having in that regard.
They're also considering whether a polygraph test will be required. Jimmy says he and other directors of VPSOs need to collaborate on what standards and requirements will be imposed to determine whether an officer is fit to carry a firearm.
If governor signs it, then that makes it reality. And then once it comes reality, we got to sit down and again and really discuss how to appropriately train a VPSO to be armed.
The state will do all training of VPSOs, but Jimmy and directors of VPSOs from around the state will meet in Anchorage next week to begin discussing standards for arming them. In Bethel, I'm Dacia Eaton.